Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We were at the beer garden at the Jazz
Pride
Fest.
Festival. Yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah.
Right, keep going. And I got initially a cocktail token and got over there and it was like all cocktails that were in like cans. So I was kind of like, not really what I was looking for.
What are you drinking today, Thaler? What do you want?
It was like a coffee cocktail thing. I was like, yeah, I'm good. I traded with my wife.
Espresso martini.
My wife got a beer and I got the little cocktail. And then it was espresso martini. That's exactly what it was.
Some of those
canned
cocktails are...
They're legit, but I was like, I didn't really want that. And so I just traded it with my wife and I got the beer. But I was like, man, I forgot how delicious these were. Oh my gosh, man.
Beer?
Man, I drank it so fast.
B-double-E-R beer.
Yeah. I almost forgot. I won't be having any more, but damn it, it was good for the second.
Hot take. Patrick Harris the other day, he brought in a pack of the champagne beers, some Miller High Life.
Yeah, my favorite.
So we were hella confused last week.
Yeah, is that what? Yeah.
What?
There were Miller
High Life.
There was
two High Life just on the table. I was like, what the hell are these High Life doing?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, are we sponsored by Miller right now?
No, Patrick brought those in. Just gonna say it, Miller High Life, not that good.
Oh, really?
Bro, oh, you bite your tongue.
Not that good.
Yeah,
you bite
shut
your
mouth when you're talking
no.
to me, buddy.
Yeah.
No, was not good. And quite frankly, 99% of domestic beer, not good.
Did you have it ice cold? I don't think
Joe
was
I think it was cold, but not ice cold.
Joe is bad and bougie.
And that's
debatable,
like,
brother.
Well, and that's what I hate about domestic beer is like Coors Light does this. Like,
yeah.
Oh, our beer, really cold.
Well,
it's like, we made it really cold.
But you have to drink it cold out of the fridge, too. See, if you get it out of a cooler or like, did Patrick, I know he brings in like a lunchbox sometimes with beer in it.
I don't know. He just brought it out of his backpack. I think he got it right from the store.
Well, that's never
I don't think he just had it sitting in his backpack.
That's never good.
No, that sounds like a college
it was
party
cold.
Beer.
It wasn't ice cold. It wasn't like, oh, wow, taking my breath away.
I bet you it was 44 degrees instead of an ice cold. 37 degrees, and if it were 37, Joe, you would have been like,
either
refreshing.
Way, wasn't that good.
I will fight you on this.
It was a Miller High. It was the first Miller High Life I'd had in a long time, so I'm like, yeah, let's do this. Champagne and beers, that's what everyone tells me.
It is.
Well, I will tell you what, I had a Coors Light yesterday on the golf course, and I absolutely crushed that thing. That thing was gone in like two drinks, all right? I'll take a Coors Light, but
you're going to S on
you.
A Miller High Life?
Get out of here.
Blasphemous.
Get out of here.
MF-er.
No, I'm sorry. Not that good.
I'll be honest. I'm not a big fan of craft beers.
Craft beers are
I hate them.
A godsend.
Man, they're expensive for no reason. And
they are.
IPAs taste like earwax. There it is.
Me and sales guy Kurt, I forget what business or where we were looking, but the Google Photos had a photo of their beer tap menu from 2015, and it damn near brought a tear to my eye. Because pints of craft beer back in like 2015, it was like $5 for good craft beers.
I miss
remember when everybody was on the growlers?
Yeah.
Remember the growler stage, you know, that everybody was in? I didn't do
it. And then everybody ended up somehow at their house with like six different growler bottles and never.
Yeah, and what do we do with this now? What do we do with this now?
I've got at least two at home.
I don't have any growlers. I have to throw them joints away.
Oh, like empty ones or full ones right now?
Oh, empty. One has an Oregon logo on it, so it's more so like on display.
Yeah, I think I have the same one that you do.
I went to Goodwill the other day and there was like 20 of them bitches on the shelf, like people trying to get rid of them. Like,
I'll go to McMiniman's every once in a while because it's down the road from my house in Wilsonville to get like an IPA. But that, man, that's like once or twice a year.
I remember last year when I was getting ready to move, I just had a whole keg like in my backyard that was like halfway.
Hell yeah, dude.
You know, I worked for an organization. They were like, man, you can just take it. Like, we don't really need this one like we have others. I was like, man, cool. Kegs are super heavy. So, you know, put that joint in the car and then it stayed in my backyard after we started drinking it for like a year.
Well, speaking of beer, Scoot Henderson, no connection.
Fan of Rip City Ale.
I was like, wait a minute, keep going?
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is it's a very interesting year coming up for him because it's year three, and everybody I think is on the same page. He's got to make a leap. He's got to make a jump. How big of a jump, how big of a leap in points and assists and just overall impact on the game, you know, I guess to be determined, right? But I think that it doesn't have to be one of those, like, he's got to average 20 points next year and he's got to be at least 8 assists and be considered for all, you know, I don't think it needs to be anything like that. Lillard is technically on a 2-year contract after this year, and he's going to be 36 going into next year. Same with Drew Holiday. Unless Scoot just like S's the bed and shows that he is not ready and he is not reliable and he even regresses, like that is a whole nother story. It's one of those like, okay, you know, if he stays the same or even honestly, if he even stays the same production wise this year, I don't think it's the like complete end of the world. You are going into a stretch with some older point guards that can still get him ready over the next 2 to 3 seasons and gear him up for when he's a Blazer, when he's 24, 25. Like, let's keep it real here. Like, he's 21, just turned 21. I don't know how old is he, 20 still?
I think Scoot's 22 now. Let me check for sure.
I mean, he is still relatively young unless he has a regression or just shows that he cannot handle being the dude on an NBA team.
Yeah, 21 still.
21. So by the time that these Lillard and Drew Holiday contracts are over,
23, 24.
He's going to be 24. Like, he very well could be in a position where he's like, dude, he has improved immensely over the last 3 years that he is our guy. He is ready to take the reins. And I know as a number 3 overall pick, there are guys, I mean, when you're picked in the top 3, if you aren't doing it by year 3, then there are major red flags. But I just think there have been also examples of guys that are picked high in the NBA, fought in that top 5, top 10 range, that they don't pop until year 5 or year 6. I just, and this could be me with rose-colored glasses, but I just think that the whole, like, Scoot needs to take a huge jump next year. I don't think it needs to be a huge jump. Yes, he needs to show improvement. Yes, he needs to show improvement in his offensive game and show that he can be depended on in late-game situations. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think it needs to be this huge leap of improvement year over year for him.
Let me read some numbers off to the both of you guys. And you tell me who you think this person is.
All right, I'm going to try not to look at your screen.
Please don't. Year one, 8 points a game, 3.8 assists, 1.1 steal. Year two, 14 points a game, 6.5, is that rebounds? Assist a game, and 1.5 steals. Year three, 13.5, 4.5 rebounds, 1.6 steals a game. Who do you think that is?
Who? Is this
first 3 years in his league.
This a guard?
It is a guard.
Is it a guard playing right now?
It is.
Hmm.
Because I was going to say Antonio Daniels. That's my comparison to Scoot, but
Right now in the NBA, first 3 years guard, was he drafted high? I'm gonna have to look that up. Ooh, I got you. I got you.
Let's see.
CJ McCollum.
Oh dear God.
That's my guess. No?
No, okay. By CJ's third year, he was averaging like 20 because he
Oh yeah, the second year is when he had the playoff breakout. Thank you.
Just for the sake of time, I'm not gonna try and
It's Drew Holiday.
Huh?
Drew Holiday's first 3 years in the league looked incredibly similar.
Jordan hates it.
Looks incredible. No, well, his first 3 years in the league.
That's a weird comparison.
No, no. If you look at his numbers and you look at Scoop's numbers, his first year, Scoop did better than Drew Holiday.
I see you got the Basketball Reference. What was he drafted overall? Now I'm curious.
He was...
I don't think he was too high.
He was the 17th pick in the 2009 draft, first round.
Right around that Young Hansen range,
so,
baby.
17th pick. But again, Drew Holiday is somebody that we're saying is probably going to the Hall of Fame based on his career and based on what he was able to turn into.
He also started in a different era with point guards a decade ago.
We can say whatever we want to, but the fact is, just because you're this now doesn't mean you can't improve. And I think that's what I'm coming from with Scoot. It's like, I think Scoot, for what he's done and what he's been given, first year he averaged 14 points as a rookie. Is that when did that become a bad thing? 14 as a rookie is bad all of a sudden?
Because his percentage was ass.
He put up 14 points in the NBA, which is as a guy who's not known as a scorer.
Well, I'm saying
if they
let you shoot 20 times a game, you're going to do that regardless, and your shooting percentage is going to look like ass.
Hey,
what was it last year?
2% better, I believe.
So he went from 38.5% to 42%.
Okay, 4%. I think the three-pointers got up about 2%, right?
32.5% to 35.5%.
I think what you're looking for is improvement year to year, whether it's small improvement or whatever. And so if you're telling me here's a guy who's going to go from 12 points to maybe he gets an additional 5 points and 17 a night, like all of a sudden we look at that as he's not good enough to play. Like every star in the NBA – Stephen A. doesn't have to average 20-something points. They don't. Chris Paul's averaged 20 in his career like once. That's it. Are we going to say Chris Paul's not one of the greatest point guards ever? Jason Kidd, I don't think he's ever averaged 20 in his career. Are we going to say Jason Kidd ain't top 5 point guard ever? Of course not. So I don't know that narrative that you need to average 28 points like Dame does. How about this? We're talking about point guards. Dame has never averaged 9 assists. Shouldn't a point guard average at least 8-9 assists a game? He's never averaged that, but we don't knock him for that.
He's so gotten close.
He had 1 year where he had like 8. He had 1 year where he had that.
Yeah, I'm actually curious now. How close did he get?
Point guard score in today's league. That's kind of what I was talking about.
That's what we do. We keep moving the goalposts for this young man, and I don't know if how fair that is to him. We have to let him improve, and let's just be honest. He hasn't had the greatest situation here. Portland has not been a great situation. I don't care what anybody says. The head coaching situation is not awesome here. People believe in Chauncey. I'm not one of them.
Guys, we're already basically saying that, well, let's hope that he can be something. All of the pressure, trying to come up with that word, is squarely on him this year. And you look at third overall picks in past drafts, the Blazers already missed on this. Luka, Tatum, Joel Embiid, Jaylen Brown, like James Harden, LaMelo Ball, Bradley Beal, all taken, I could name more, all taken with the third
overall. A lot of those guys were not
NBA
even
draft.
Available, though, Oh, I see you're saying third overall.
I'm comparing third across the boards like for the last 20 years. And the Blazers missed here huge.
I just don't think you can say that after 2 years.
I mean, unless he ends up being a 2025 a game scorer, which I don't see a path for that to happen for him in Portland, then I don't think
Jordan,
so.
I just think that you are so hung up on this Antonio Daniels comparison that you really do want Scoot to fail so you can just say that you were right.
No, I really do. I hope that I'm wrong. I hope that the Blazers found a diamond in the rough, but we go back to what we originally heard, right? Which was, if it wasn't a draft that had Victor Wembanyama in it, Scoot Henderson would have been the number one overall pick. And actually, Brandon Miller even outplayed him. I mean, a lot of guys in that class outplayed him. So we're just, you talk about moving the goalposts, like it's not necessarily moving the goalposts, Rashad. It's that we're having to essentially accept that he's not going to be what we originally heard. So lesser is okay at this point. Maybe that sounds like me moving the goalposts. I don't know. I remember him being touted as Dame's replacement. And what was Dame? Multi-time All-Star, 25 points a game. I don't ever see Scoot Henderson turning into that.
If you can, I try to find like a website, because I know that Baseball Reference does this, where you can see like similarity scores for players through their second season or through the age of 22.
I can do a comparison of like their careers so far of Antonio to Scoot. And actually, that's how I came to the conclusion that not only are they physically similar in stature, but statistics wise, I'm on Basketball Reference right now. I'll get to it here in just a second. Antonio Daniels, but they look very similar in statistics as well. And where was Antonio drafted, by the way? 97, fourth overall pick. Very same area as Scoot Henderson.
Again, I think that you are hung up on wanting to be right about this, Antonio.
Yeah, and I'm not so much caught up in when somebody is drafted. Like that, Kawhi was at the end of the first round. Jokic was in the second round. Lots of teams passed on great players. Like, we're not the only ones there. There's a lot of teams that haven't won that are kicking themselves for not drafting a Kawhi or not drafting a whomever. So I don't want to say that's completely.
Go watch film. How about that? How about go watch some Antonio Daniels film? And then go watch some Scoot Henderson film.
I've seen Antonio play, and Scoot Henderson is better than Antonio Daniels. Let's just be 100% honest. And Scoot Henderson is
well, and I'm
already showing he's better.
And I'm looking at one guy that after 2 years in the league, same age, same overall pick, and Scoot, comparatively through the first 2 years, has done better than him. That's Baron Davis. If you tell me a Scoot Henderson turns into a Baron Davis, I loved Baron Davis. One of my favorite
star
players
in the NBA.
Up. Loved him and the Hornets. Loved him when he went to Golden State. If you tell me that Scoot Henderson is a Baron Davis, I mean, Baron Davis,
who was incredibly explosive like Scoot was. Like
first
Scoot
year,
is.
5.9 points per game, shot 42% from the field. Second year, 13.8 points per game, shot 42.7% from the field, 31% from three. And then he made the leap. He made an all-star his next year with Charlotte. So
how many times did he average 20 in his career? 20 some, probably like three
times. Okay. Last year in New Orleans, he did it. And then he did it twice with Golden State.
He was an all-star in his third season too.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That third year is when he made the leap. He averaged 18 points, still shot only 41% from the field. Made the jump in 3-point percentage, 35.6, which is about the same that Scoot shot this year. And 3-point percentage. So,
And that's averaging five more points for Scoot to be there. You mean to tell me he's not worth an extra three buckets a game now in his third year? I think he would be.
Yeah. So,
especially with Anthony Simons being gone, we forget that part. Anthony Simons took up a lot of shots for this Blazers team, and now that he's gone, somebody's going to have to take those.
Now, I mean, here's someone on the text line. No Blazers fan thinks Scoot has superstar potential anymore, but we think he can still have a Mike Conley ceiling. Dude, yeah, you give me Mike Conley in his career,
that's
sign me
awesome.
Up on that.
That's awesome.
Sign me up. And Mike Conley was, he was a top 10.
He was a lottery pick, yeah.
He was lottery, yeah, but.
The same year as Greg.
Fourth overall. I mean, you tell me that Mike Conley, that's the career arc for Scoot Henderson, I'll take that.
Yeah, a solid point guard. Because again, we can't poo-poo on the guy, on the Andre Millers of the NBA. Like, I mean,
well,
honestly,
like the exception.
No,
the
I'm saying like we can't crap on those dudes because they do exist. Like, are they going to be all-stars? Are they going to be, considered they're going to have their own shoe and everything? No, but there's still a solid place in the NBA for guys that can run an offense. And I think Scoot can be one of those guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, I dumped it anyways. It kind of sounded like it.
No,
so,
come
soon
on,
as
guys.
Joe's like, did you? I'm like, you know what? Okay.
Give me some credit.
Sorry. Well, you said shh, and then I think you were trying to say she or something, and it almost came out like shh.
No, don't worry, guys. I learned my lesson that one time.
Oh, my God. And what a beautiful moment here at the Open as Rory McIlroy, he makes the walk up the 18th fairway to the green.
Only 10 under.
Down now. Seven strokes from the leader, Scottie Scheffler. But wow, what a beautiful moment.
Anything can happen.
For Rory McIlroy, who took 11 years to win another major after everybody said he was going to win every major every single year, and he never did.
That was a long time ago, though.
Meanwhile, Scottie Scheffler, one of the most cold-blooded killers in the golf game, has a four-stroke lead with one hole remaining over Harris English, and he's going to win his fourth major and will be a U.S. Open away from being a Grand Slam champion himself.
Scottie's Illuminati.
Dude, that guy is cold.
All of a sudden, like, within the last, like, 2 years, 3 years, like, he's been on this crazy...
tear.
Crazy yeah. run. Yeah. Like, I went from never hearing Scottie Scheffler's name to all of a sudden, every single tournament, he's number one. Like, he sold his soul to somebody.
Well, what kills me is earlier this week, he was doing a press conference, and it was actually a really good answer that, you know, I'm sure we have the audio somewhere. It was like a 4-minute answer, but he just basically was like, man, like, I love to play golf. I love winning, but it's fleeting. Like, you know, I win and then 2-3 minutes later, it's like, all right, where are we going for dinner? You know? And he sees the value in his life as being a great father and a great husband. And that, you know, he said something along the lines of like, the moment that golf starts affecting my relationship with my wife, starts affecting my relationship with my kids is when I stop playing golf. And it was very much just, I saw some great responses where it was like, Nike, just do it. Scottie, but why though?
Yeah, for what?
Well, it's easy to say that when you're a millionaire that's already been on top of the world too. Like, he could literally quit today and go live on an island with his family. Like, it's not like he's working his ass off in some call center making 40 grand a year trying to grind it out, you know? It's a lot different when you say like, well, as soon as I leave this amazing job that everybody in the world wants to partake in, I focus on my family. It's weird.
No, but I think it's real.
I thought it was a really good answer. I think you should go and listen to it because it was real as far as like, you know,
I heard him.
Look for a lot of guys that are just have the killer mentality of like the Tom Brady's and the Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan's, and we respect that, but we also know those guys are psychopaths that have probably ruined a lot of relationships and teammates hated them.
I was just about to say, how many marriages has Michael Jordan been through?
No, that's
or
a good
how many
point.
Tiger Woods is on his how you know he's still on. I don't know what relationship this is for Tiger at this point.
Has Scottie Scheffler been chased with a golf club by his wife? No.
But I mean, to be this good for that long, there's a lot of sacrifice that comes with that. There's a lot of not seeing your kids. There's not a lot, you know. Going back to Dame, like, he could have went anywhere, but not being around his family, not being around him, that was the ultimate. More than winning any ring, more than anything, like, that's what's most important to me. And then when you see people around you that are 30-something, and they're passing away, and probably, I'm pretty sure, every other day I see my Facebook and somebody new is gone. Damn, when did that happen? Whether it's a celebrity or whether it's somebody I personally knew, it's like, damn, man, that's terrible. And I think once you've got to reach the level of success that Scottie Scheffler has reached, you start really prioritizing, man, what's important. And that's golf money. That's a different type of bag that you're getting. So money is not a thing at this point. So you start figuring out, like, man, my family's important. My wife is important. My friends are important. Like, all those things like that. You would hate for a health situation or something like that to be the reason that you step in and start prioritizing stuff.
Also, I just think it's amazing that literally a few days ago, he's saying all that, like, basically, like, yeah, winning's great, but, like, you know, what's the point of it? Like, when it comes down to it, like, what is important in life? And then he goes out and he's going to win the Open by four strokes.
It's
like,
easy for me. It's easy.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Like, he's going through a crisis over here mentally.
It's Jordan going into retirement the first time.
Yeah.
Like, what else can I do here? I've already done everything. I'm the best player in the world. I've won 3 straight championships. Like, what else do I need to prove? Let me go ahead and be with my family. But there's always a point when all these golfers who are still in their prime, or all these athletes that are still in their prime, go, you know what? I think I'm ready to come back. Barry Sanders is the only one that retired gracefully. He's like, you know what? Don't need the rushing record. Don't need any of that stuff. I'm gonna call it quits here.
Well, Scottie Scheffler, he just teed off on the 18th hole. It's literally 2 golfers left, and he is one of them, and he stripes his tee shot right onto the fairway, and he will start to begin his walk up the 18th fairway to claim his 4th major championship. He now has 2 Masters green jackets. He has a PGA championship under his belt, which, oh yeah, he also won that this year, and he will now win the Open. He will have 2 major championships this year, 4 overall. Which I don't know where it puts him in the ranking overall. I actually asked ChatGPT a few weeks back. I gave it like all this data. I'm like, hey, here's Scottie Scheffler's career so far. Can you give me a like realistic like career arc of like what is his career going to play out like? And it kind of gave me some estimations. It's like if he continues on this tear that he's on, which is, you know, probably a, you know, Not a fair estimation. It's like if he's winning 5 to 6 tournaments a year for the next 10, 15, which is probably not going to happen. But the dude has the potential to finish, you know, on a conservative estimate with 8 to 9 major championships and with like 60 tour wins, which is insane.
That's
dude.
Incredible, man. And you got to think about this. And you're a golfer, Joe. How good you have to be, how consistently good you have to be that great at golf. Like, yeah, to win that many tournaments. Like, you know, hitters go on slumps all the time. Pitchers go into slumps all the time, you know. But
well, and let's be real, too. With golf, like, we have seen dudes have a solid 3-year, 4-year
for sure
run.
The
I mean,
Brooks Koepka was on top
of the world for a while. I mean, again, Rory, I mean, he won his first 4 majors in a 3-year span, and then he couldn't get it done for 11 years.
They
after
thought
that.
Rory was going to be the next Tiger. They even replaced Tiger on the video game with Rory McIlroy, yeah, because they figured like this was the new guy. Like there are these short windows, and I can only think of in my head, and you're obviously the aficionado here, but I can only think of 3 or 4 golfers for sure that had long, decade-long stretches of success, right? Tiger, obviously, Jack, I guess Phil Mickelson, you know, in between there. Honestly, I don't know a whole lot of golfers like that, that like, man, for 10, 15 years, like they were the guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's all time greats. Like I got the major championship list up right now. Walter Hagen did it in the early 1900s. Ben Hogan in the 1940s.
Ben Hogan.
He won 9 majors from 46 to 53. I mean, that's less than a 10-year span, and that dude was
Do they count
majors.
The senior opens and stuff, too? Or
no,
just
this
the...
is just this is Masters, U.S. Open, the Open, and PGA. Okay. Just these. Gary Player, Tom Watson, but this is going to put him tied for 22nd with a lot of old dudes, like guys from like the 1800s even.
That's crazy.
And that's a different game.
But Ernie Els, he won 4 majors from 1994 to 2012.
Ooh.
But he wins one more, and then that puts him tied for 15th with Byron Nelson, with Brooks Koepka, who has 5, with Rory, who got his 5th this year. So, and yeah, I mean, who's to say at this pace, like, yeah, I'm banking on him winning a 5th one. Yeah. I'm banking on him winning a 6th one. And I'm banking on him winning a 7th one.
How old, like, is Scottie Scheffler? I'm looking at his hair, so he looks like he's a little old.
Yeah, dude. He looks older, but I think he's like 28, 29.
Oh, yeah, then he's got some time.
Yeah.
I thought he was a grandfather.
He can win the Open probably like next year, right? The U.S. Open, I mean.
He's 20. He just turned 29 years old.
Oh, yeah, so. Okay. Well, live, young man.
He's not even in that, he doesn't even got that dad strength yet.
No, not yet. That's coming, though. And once he gets that, I don't know if dad strength is a good or bad thing in golf.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, it's old man game. That's a thing in golf.
Oh, for sure.
You got the old man game down.
Listen, shout out to my father-in-law, man. My man Don Lewis. He is one of the. He's got that old man game, and his golf game is he would demolish.
Let's
you,
get
Joe.
Out with Don sometime.
He would demolish you, Joe.
I'm down for it.
That's like, I mean,
I'm down to see old man golf game demolish my game. Any day of the week.
You've played with a lot of golfers. You play with those people that can just wherever you want to point in the course. Oh, you want me to hit there? No problem. He's just wherever he wants to put the ball, that's exactly what he's doing. It's like it's really impressive to see, but super embarrassing because I'm not a golfer. So I'm shanking it left and right and every other which way, but he's just every single stroke that way.
You ever heard of shadow golf before?
I don't think so.
In the hot summer days, someone is good enough to where they can hit the ball to a shadow so that way they can stand in the shade.
Oh, that's him.
That's fantastic.
That's him.
It's like, I'm so good that I'm just going to hit my ball over there so that way I can be in the shade for my next shot.
That's for sure him. Absolutely.
All right, let's take a break. We're way over. We got a Sports Center update coming here. We'll get back to some Blazer talk here next on 1080 Fan. But first, Schultzy, take it away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you have some nasty assists, if you can throw some nasty passes, you got me. Like, I am like, you are one of my favorite players. Right.
That's
away.
All it takes, huh? Is being able to be a good passer.
You can throw some dimes. You can dish it, baby. Oh, yeah.
That's fair.
You yeah. got me. So when I saw what Yong Hansen was doing in these first few summer league games.
Hall of Fame.
Buddy.
Hall of Fame.
It did not take me long to be like, all right, I'm in. There was also part of me when the first couple assists, I'm like, don't do this. Don't do this to me.
Whoop.
Don't do this. And then he just kept doing it. And also just other parts of his game are he was looking good in summer league. I don't want to be a summer league overreactor, but I was loving what I was seeing from Yong.
Well, I'm going to do it. Championship next 2 years, cool. Man. Listen. Cool.
I love seeing the Bayless. Tweets that were like Dame saw Yong Hansen
and
in
said,
summer
I'm
league.
Going
was
back.
Like, you know what?
Oh, I'm Lord. Going back to Portland. I think I could win with this. You know, here. Listen, man. It's hard to be excited about what you see in summer league. For instance, game one for Cooper Flag, not great, right? Game two for Cooper Flag showed you exactly who he was, quote unquote, and then that was all the Dallas Mavericks need to see. I saw all I need to see from Yang within his second game. You don't have to show me anything else. I get it. For me, I don't care about how you score right now. It's hard to score in the NBA, but once he figures it out, I think he'll be fine. Yao Ming in his first year in the NBA wasn't the best scorer. Had to figure it out, right? He had to figure out that this is much different than China. I can't just bully everybody around here because people've got muscle. They got girth. Like, it's one of those things.
Yeah, they do.
As soon as you, this guy, so immature over here at the fan.
Hey, what are you talking about? I'm talking about NBA players, dude.
I saw
they're thick.
Yang run the break as a 7 foot, what, two?
I believe so.
7 foot two center running the break and looking comfortable handling the ball, and then had a nice pass at the end of said break. There was another play which didn't result in the basket, but it was a highlight that we all saw, and it got blocked. Dribbles, two dribbles, spin drop move, gathers, and goes up. Now, the shot was blocked, but the fact that he had this beautiful dribble spin move and everything, like, and you can see his teammates, and Joel's kind of alluded to it during the break, the teammates are saying, man, dunk that joint. Like, get up there, you dunk. As soon as he figures that part out, he's going to be great. But I don't necessarily look at the way people score, and that's important. I look at the way people move, especially when you're this tall with that type of footwork. Oh, he gets it. That's where the Jokic comparison comes from. It's not necessarily his ability to score and do all that stuff. It's his court vision and his ability to move his feet. That's what makes him so much different than other lumbering. Donovan Clingan doesn't move like that. Donovan Clingan's also 7 foot two or whatever the case is, but he moves like he's 7 foot two. That's not the case with Yang Hansen. So I'm excited to see what he can bring to the squad. But also, we talked a lot about Scoot. I'm curious to see how this affects Donovan Clingan moving forward. Because now you're going to have a guy that you was projected to be one of the people that you were going to build around in Donovan Clingan. Now it doesn't necessarily look like that's going to be the case, because if he can have his defense catch up to where his offense might be, then Clingan might be odd man out in this situation.
Well, there's part of me that they both serve like different purposes.
For sure.
Like, I feel like when they're like games where Yong is getting cooked and we need more of that defense down low, it's like, all right, Donovan, you're going to get 25 to 30 minutes tonight, and Yong's only getting 15. And then there are nights where, like, dude, we need to generate some offense. We need someone to do something for us, make some plays. You know, defensively, we're playing great tonight. Yong is going to be playing 30 to 35, and Donovan is going to be playing 15, 20. Also, I mean, again, the conditioning aspect of Clingan, we got to see it for in this year and in the future, is that Is he going to be able to play long minutes? There are examples last year. There's one-off games where, yeah, he did play 30, 35 minutes when Ayton was out, when he couldn't get down an ice-slicked road. So, yeah, I think that they're just going to both serve different purposes for this team. If I mean, could they be on the floor at the same time? Chauncey says no, but, I mean, the way that Yong is playing, you know, as a point center, you know, yeah, like
I was going to say, what are the chances they go Twin Towers at a point and put them both in? And, you know, that's it's going to be hard for a lot of people to get easy buckets at the rim when you got 2 7-foot-2 guys that can erase shots. So that could be a thing. Chauncey said that. I don't believe him. I think there's definitely going to be a time because of the way Yang can handle the ball and potentially score, like that they will be on the court at some point for sure.
Yeah, I'm even more intrigued to now see him in regular season.
For sure.
Like,
I can't wait.
Seeing what he did in summer league, it's got my antennas up and has got me perked up a little bit more to see what that looks like in regular season against real NBA stars. It may not look pretty at moments, but yeah, as far as my intrigue level, Blazers and Yong, they got me at least for the first 15 games.
I think for me, the only thing that I'm hoping for with Yong, and I'm going to let you go, Jordan, is that, man, I want them to get him going early. If that's the thing, if he's got to be a guy that you want his confidence high immediately. So when he gets in the game, first three of the first five possessions, go into Yong, let him do his thing, and then we'll go from there.
I will say one quick thing about Yong. Love what I've seen so far in Summer League, but hell, Summer League is fleeting. Like, Nick Batum was ass in Summer League. Then come training camp, he looked amazing. Jared Bayless,
yeah.
29 points a game in Summer League, and then
trash.
Ended up being a very mediocre and trash.
Very nice. Eyebrows,
so, like, we don't know, but I am excited seeing what I've seen so far. That passing, it does remind me of Sabonis-esque, like, just quickness a little bit with where he gets the ball.
Yeah, and he just... And I'm also seeing it where they were talking about his IQ. Like,
yeah.
He knows how to play some damn basketball.
That's why he moves so well, I think.
Yeah, very good. He's again, Jokic was
pointing
out of
guys
shape
to go certain places.
And can put the ball just exactly, almost like a quarterback, can put it exactly where it needs to go. So I'm excited to see what he'd be able to do at the five spot for this Blazers squad.
At least we had stuff to talk about today, because the doldrums of summer and, you know,
it's starting to kick
my
in.
Apologies as a radio professional for not being here that much this summer. Where was I last week? Oh, I was in Seattle last week. That's
well,
right.
There actually haven't been the doldrums of summer, if you guys have noticed. It usually is that really slow time, but we've got the Hall of Fame game here in the NFL coming up, in a week and a half?
Yeah. That's right.
There's only 48 days till football season starts.
Like we've
less
actually,
than that
less
if
than
you consider
that,
college
yeah.
football, my man.
Yeah. No, we've actually managed to have, I would legitimately say, meaningful sports topics all through this, what is usually a lull. It's been a pretty crazy
one. Talking about this with a potential future advertiser.
Let's
fingers
go.
Crossed. They're like, well, probably not a lot of people listening on a sports station during the summer. And I'm like, oh, I do declare, sir.
Beg to differ.
Yeah. That shows you. Yeah. And I was like, the day after the NBA draft is some of our most listened to shows. If you look at not just ratings, but podcast downloads,
yeah,
our
YouTube
numbers,
oh God,
like
yeah.
It is, you know, and then you get news like this with Damian Lillard coming back to Portland, and then everybody's tuning in for the next few days. Like it's, summer in Portland on this station, it's a lot different than summer in some other areas in other markets around the country because, yeah, being an NBA town, it is nice in that aspect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People actually care about the sport. Like, and I think we care about football too, you know, especially as we get closer to the college season starting.
And then once we get an MLB team, dude,
it's
going
to be a wrap. We're going to talk baseball all the time.
Or hockey into that too. Once Blazers move outside of MOTA, they've got the Portland Fire and a hockey team playing at MOTA.
Let me ask you, I know you guys are both huge baseball nuts, but
yes, I'd rather have baseball than hockey.
That's not
I would also
question.
Rather have baseball
Don't,
than hockey.
Yeah. And if you had to pick one.
And mind you, I love going to hockey games. Like I got a chance to go to a Golden Knights game last time I was in Vegas. Like, hockey is awesome, right?
Summer's
you know what I mean?
In Portland for baseball.
But a Portland summer, a day like yesterday for a baseball game? Like, come on, man.
On the Willamette, or the Willamette, as we've heard so many not from here call it.
Now, I'd be getting a little burned. I'd have to put that sunscreen on. You see,
right.
the color I picked up?
Oh yeah.
I got yesterday?
You guys burned, man. That's crazy.
I mean, I'm native, so I get
like you're not your friend.
I had to use an umbrella yesterday at my son's soccer game. Like, that is my life right now.
Was it the big Titleist golf umbrella?
No, it was my kid's mom. I don't even know why she brought it. She's half Filipino. She's just going to tan. Oh, no. Me, though, I'm getting burnt to a crisp. I'm like a lobster out there. But yes, sign me up for baseball in MLB all day long. All day long.
Yeah, I can't wait. Hopefully it happens before I turn 50.
Well, Commissioner Rob Manfred said by the time he's done, so 27-28, he expects two expansion teams to be added to baseball, but we'll
be waiting until 2030, basically, until
5 years. Yeah, well, north of 40 at that point for me, so it'll be a wait.
Also, I don't know if you heard Rob talking about it a couple weeks ago. Apparently, Great Salt Lake is drying up, which is causing arsenic dust storms, which therefore is going to hurt the overall health of the people of Salt Lake City. And you should not be putting an MLB team in Salt Lake City if people are breathing arsenic dust clouds
makes
over
sense
the
to
next
me.
50 years. So.
And plus, who wants
hey,
to...
Hey, we just got a poop-filled river, all right?
And plus,
we ain't got dust clouds full of arsenic and harmful metals going into people's lungs,
Salt Lake City doesn't like fun. Like,
yeah,
you
look at the water. It looks nice here.
Yeah. As long as there's a blue sky, you know, then it makes the water look blue. Well, yeah. Tune in this summer for the rest of basketball news and what's to happen and previewing NFL and college football. And I would say tune in to 1080 The Fan tomorrow.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Do that. I heard that, too.
Yeah. Tune in to 1080 The Fan tomorrow. Do that. Do that.
Definitely.
And tune in to us going forward. For Rashad Taylor, thank you as always.
Appreciate you, bro.
For Jordan Schultz, thank you as always.
Love you guys. Love you all.
And we will catch you next week at 9 a.m. right here on 1080 The Fan. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.